Radio, where it's all about the music.
Thank you. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. What an interesting way to start off Ivory Towers Radio. We don't often start off with a hit, but there's a hit from Elvin Bishop, but done in a very different way, all instrumental. Fooled Around and Fell in Love. For those of you expecting the Mickey Thomas vocals, well, I guess you had to listen to Elvin's slide guitar instead. Welcome, Jeff.
Welcome, Rick. And I thought we were talking about we needed some songs for summer. I heard this song on the radio the other day, and I thought, you know what? Let's play it, but let's play it just a little differently.
Well, that's what you expect on Ivory Towers Radio, played differently. That's us. We are the eclectic underground podcast, and so if we're going to play a hit, we're going to play the B-side, we're going to play the rarity, we're going to play the alternate version, and I'm glad you dug that up for us.
I do want to make one note about that song. There are people of a certain age, say our age, who remember that song from the summer of 1976, where if you had turned on AM radio, or even FM radio, I'm willing to bet if I can remember that far back, that song would have been played more than once a day.
Well, sure enough, it was. And Mickey Thomas then went on and left Elvin Bishop's band and went on to become part of what was Jefferson Starship. And so in the 1970s, his voice was ubiquitous on lots of different hits that got played just about every hour on the hour.
I like that, ubiquitous. You don't hear that a lot on the radio, but you do on Ivory Tower.
You do, and we're in a bit of a summer mood, even though officially it's not summer yet, but the temps here in D.C. are in the mid-90s today, and the humidity's going, and so to me it's time for some light summer music. What do you think, Jeff?
I think that's a fine idea, but just so people don't get discouraged, we may have a few rock and roll treats woven in there as well.
We always have a few rock and roll treats, but now let's stay with the poppy froth.
Oh, my boy, what have you done? Did you go out surfing on a frozen sea? Did you scare the living daylights out of me? Did you go too far to drive away the demons? Did you go too far to know what love really means? Did you imagine it was more 'cause she went away first? Or did you force her hand to renew your thirst? Well, if you ever want an endless night, or you need a moon and stars to shine, just hold. Is it something we can't even talk about? Did you silence me, remove me from your faith? Did you make me all but a stranger to your love? Did you look right through me, below me and above? Did you try to ignore me, make me all but lost? Did you cloud up the sky when you needed me most? Well, if you ever want an endless night, and you need the moon and stars to shine, just hold out your heart, my darling. Hold out your heart, my darling. Hold out your heart, and I will give you all. standing there as I pass. I know that I'm the fool who makes you laugh, but I can't get the chance to tell you why, 'cause your boyfriend's a really nice guy.
Well,
I've seen you every weekend, you dress so fine, and I'd like to say that one day you'd be mine, but I can't see that day. I tell you why, 'cause your boyfriend's a really nice guy. Now I'd love to hate him, really would, but he always seems to treat you so good. Now I'd love for him to be just another fool, but I talked to him once, yeah, and he seemed real cool. I think I'm over you now, because I'm fine. It doesn't hurt no more, I see you all the time. But I still get jealous, I tell you why, 'cause your boyfriend's a really nice guy. Well, I love his hair, I love his eyes. I've only started to realize it wasn't you I loved, it was other guys.
That's why your boyfriend's a really nice.
Boyfriend's a really nice. Your boyfriend's a really cute guy.
Person to person and man to man, I'm back in touch with my long lost friend. Listen to reason and understand, and think of me from way back when. He said me and Melissa, well, we fell out of love, ran out of luck, seems like the lightning struck. I've been thinking of leaving, but I can't raise a buck. James, I'm wondering, could I borrow your truck? I said, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Got no better reason. That's why I'm standing before you.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here. John's gone, found dead. He dies high, he's brown bread. Later said to have drowned in his bed. After the laughter, the wave of dread, it hits us like a ton of lead. It seems learn not to burn means to turn on a dime. Walk on if you're walking, even if it's an uphill climb. Try to remember that working's no crime. Just don't let them take and waste your time. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
There'll be no more since the night. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's why I'm here. This is an IOU. I reckon I owe you one now. Listen, Wendy, and listen, Glory. This'll be better tomorrow. Fortune and fame, such a curious game. Perfect strangers, you call you by name. And pay good money to hear fire and rain. Again and again and again. Whoa, Oh, summer like summer, coming back every year. Got your baby, got your blanket, got your bucket of beer. I break into a grin from ear to ear, and suddenly it's perfectly clear. That's why I'm here tonight. Singing tonight, tomorrow, and every day. That's why I'm standing.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's why I'm here. This is the part about Kitty and Bim. He loved her and she loved him. Wake 'em up, shake 'em up, in the middle of the night. You got to tell me everything's alright, I said. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Got me walking and talking like a natural man. That's why I'm here.
Well, just a little visit to the Taylor Simon clan this week on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. There, James Taylor, with a little bit of autobiography. That's Why I'm Here. In the middle, Ben Taylor and David Saw with Boyfriend. And starting us off, Carly Simon, Hold Out Your Heart. For those who don't know, Ben Taylor is James Taylor's son, Carly Simon's son, and interestingly enough, James Taylor and Carly Simon no longer speak at all, apparently.
Hey, Rick, I want you to know, I did a little checking, and Ben Taylor was born in 1977, so that thing that you and I don't talk about because it makes you as angry as anything makes you in all the time I've known you, that's probably true.
We have to explain a little bit here for our listeners. There is a story written by the least favorite magazine that Jeff and I have, Rolling Stone magazine, about Carly Simon, and there's a reference to her and to various things going on with her. And I don't know that there's any reference directly to Ben Taylor in that song or in that story that you're referencing there. But certainly there's some inherent references to him and to his mother. That story is about as low as you can go in rock and roll journalism. And as we know, rock and roll journalism can get pretty low. So
pretty darn low.
But it's so low that you and I remember it more than 30 years later.
I tell you what, when we do the Deep Night Underground podcast, then we can discuss what was in the story.
Folks these days can probably Google it and bring it up. And Rolling Stone magazine seems to be hovering around us this week. I don't know why. it is our least favorite rock and roll magazine. Although I have to say, there aren't many rock and roll magazines that I think do a very good job. So I guess the bar is pretty low when we start talking about rock and roll journalism. As a former rock and roll journalist, I can say that.
It's exceeding. Hey, the other question is Ben Taylor as cute as his dad was?
I don't know, but talk about genetics. Those voices, the richness of those voices and the similarity in those voices, you put them back together in a set and wow, is what I had to say. I had not heard those two voices, even in the prep for the show, right next to each other like that, and there's a whole lot to be said for DNA.
Yeah, no, that's spooky how much they sound exactly alike.
Indeed it is. Well, we have more interesting rock and roll music, more interesting rock and roll commentary coming right up. Stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower. Inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right. Now.
You can't can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the metal shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers.radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers.radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. I wanna be your man. 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 Tell me that you love me, baby. Let me understand. Tell me that you love me, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. 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 Yeah. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
Thanks for the boat crew. Great bunch of guys. The bar staff. The dancers, a bunch of really reasonable human beings, and me.
Down.
Air, Ticket to Ride on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, as we finished off a set of Beatles covers, because I like the show. The Beatles were so good, anyone can cover them. Solid Air, a folk group from San Francisco, that's off the 2005 record called Local Color. The lead singer is named Allegra Broughton. We started out with mostly new music from the Smithereens, I Want to Be Your Man, but a great version of that song, Pat Nunzio, of course, the lead. And then in the middle, a little tasty morsel, The Damned, doing Help in a way that not even John Lennon, his most depressed, probably could have imagined, Rick.
Just an amazing set, and just goes to show that Beatles music still has it. You know, Jeff, I have already started, even though it's not officially summer yet, I have officially started my search for the summer song, and Ticket to Ride is one of those songs right out of the 1960s that at least one summer was attached to that particular song for me. Last year, I never found a song that had that stamp that said, I will remember this year because of that song. And so, I don't know, this week we're trying to play a lot of new music. This set, that Smithereens, is relatively new. The last set, we had a couple of relatively new songs from Carly Simon and Ben Taylor, David Saw. So maybe we'll hit some new music this week that will be a summer song for someone. But I think it's harder the older you get to find the summer song. Maybe I'm wrong.
May not have anything to do with age, Rick. It may have to do with there are just fewer songs to choose from. And, you know, let's face it, regardless of how you and I feel about Madonna, she's never going to have a summer song.
Well, not for us, and not for folks that we know who like good music. Certainly, we don't think that she will be turning anything up in that way for us. But we've had this discussion before. It used to be there was a song every week, sometimes four, five, six songs every week that you could grab onto and say, those are great songs. And these days, well, I challenge you every week to find one great song. We managed to find some great new music every week, but it's not coming out the radio the same way that it used to.
No, it's coming off the underground podcast. And that's one of the reasons, like James Taylor, that's one of the reasons why we're here.
Indeed it is, but Underground Podcast need your help, and right now, a message about that.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Oh,
Replacements, Left of the Dial, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's not only all about the music, but where we are fairly far left of the dial ourselves. That set started out with new music from Weezer, brand new music, Pork and Bean, and in the middle, more new music, a band called The Architects, Daddy Wore Black, off of a record called Vice. And Rick, the Replacements, a tune, Left of the Dial, of course, off their classic from 1985 called Tim. And if it's been 30 years since Fooled Around and Fell in Love, I can't believe it's been 23 years since Tim.
Amazing stuff. I love the Replacements. I love that sound. More or less a set of power pop that we've been highlighting and featuring the last couple of weeks.
A little punky there on the Architects, don't you think?
A little bit, and a little punky on the Replacements, too. Certainly that commentary about Left of the Dial.
Well, we haven't played enough Replacements on Ivory Towers Radio, and I'm not quite sure why. But Left of the Dial, of course, is a reference to all of those stations on the Left of the Dial, college stations, non-commercial stations, who actually play music people would want to listen to as opposed to music that record companies want them to
do. Well, my explanation for not enough Replacements is that there's so much music. There's such a wide panoply of music that we try to bring to our listeners every week, but in an hour to 90 minutes every week, it's tough for us to do it on a weekly basis. And you see the wide range that we play just once a week. And imagine what we would be if we were a 24/7 operation on the left side of the dial. That would be something for us. And we aren't on the dial. We are on the net. And the great thing about being on the net is the Underground Podcast actually passed a particular important marker this week, Jeff. And I want to welcome our new listeners from Tunisia, of all places. And so now the Underground Podcast has been heard on 6 continents. And I think that that's an important marker for us to note here. So welcome to those folks from Tunisia who are now listening to the podcast new this week. And for those who have been listening in North America and in Europe for quite some time, we hope you will stick with us. And those who come to us on the net may also know that we have the Ivory Towers blog. So if you don't get enough discussion about music and the background of music, we also have on the blog not just music, but also politics, media, culture, and much more. You can find us at http://ivorytowers. That's towers, all one word, with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end. ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
We'll be right back.
Dave Edmunds, Home in My Hand on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music. That's Dave Edmunds from one of the classic New Wave records, one of the all-time great New Wave records, Repeat When Necessary. That's Niccolo playing bass, the rest of Rock Pile on there. That's a cover of a song written by a rockabilly guy named Ronnie Seltz, just in case anybody was interested. And Rick, I don't know, but I can never get enough of it. Dave Edmunds doing rockabilly.
He seems to know rockabilly just right.
I just love that guitar twanging, because, you know, sometimes they'll twang it too much. Sometimes they'll take it entirely too seriously. But Edmunds always, right there in the middle where it needs to be.
He knows what he's doing when it comes to rockabilly sounds. And more or less, that is not Seconds of Pleasure, but might as well be Rock Pile.
That is almost Rock Pile, because Repeat When Necessary and the Nick Lowe album at the same time, Labor of Lust, were done in the studio at more or less the same time with the same band. Edmunds sang lead vocals on the songs from Repeat When Necessary, and Nick Lowe sang lead vocals on the songs that would show up of Labor of Lust, and apparently everyone had a good old drunken time.
Certainly we know that rock and roll is fueled by that wicked stuff. It's something. It gets you going whenever.
It brings you down, gets rid of your liver, and forces you to go dry out.
Yeah, well, hey. It's the elixir of summer.
That's the elixir of summer. Rick, if somebody wants to send us an email to tell us to stop talking about drinking too much.
Yeah, maybe our listeners, our new listeners in Africa would like to take us to task for that.
Actually, Tunisia, wine. There's actually wine produced in Tunisia. You learn something every day. They can send us an email. They can make a request. They can inquire about Marlo, who I'm sad to report has a touch of arthritis. But our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, @att.net.
Now, I have to mention, since Marlo, and we have not heard from Marlo this week, Marlo, the official dog of Ivory Towers Radio, not to slight Rosie, but Marlo tends to show up more than Rosie on the podcast. We have to send our special respects out to Marlo. And I know arthritis is not anything that you can really beat, but hope that he finds a way to cope with it, and maybe without using the elixir of summer.
No, as a matter of fact, he's cranky enough when he doesn't have a touch of arthritis, and you don't want to be around him when he is cranky with his touch of arthritis.
Well, I don't know that we planned this song for Marlo, but I guess it's dedicated to him now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Well, there is the sound of hardcore punk, if I've ever heard it. 8 Miles High, Husker Du doing a cover of the Byrds classic. Now, Jeff, when the Byrds came out with 8 Miles High, there was lots of discussion about the fact that that was a drug song, and you can debate whether it is or whether it isn't, but I think that Husker Du takes that song and says, if this is a drug song, this is a song about a bad trip. And there it is. This was released in 1984, certainly the sound of hardcore punk of that particular era. And you could find it on special editions of the Zen Arcade release from Husker Du. These days, you can turn it up as a separate EP. It's on a 4-song EP by Husker Du if you're looking for that. And I know that you said this was a bit of a rarity. We promised a rarity at the beginning of the show, and as usual, we pay off on Ivory Towers Radio.
Many, many tasty morsels and tasty nuggets today on the Underground Podcast, Rick. We played a bit of Husker Du, but I don't know that we've talked all that much about them, have we?
We haven't talked all that much about them. We have mentioned the fact that Bob Mould is no longer in the Twin Cities where Husker Du broke out, that he is now here in D.C., and we've played some Bob Mould. Mould's got a new release out, and we've played some of that. But we haven't gone into the 80s as much as we have this week. Interestingly enough, this week we've played a number of things from the 1980s, from that particular period where hardcore punk was alive and not being played on the radio, but was certainly being influential.
No, it's just another example, it seems to me. We're going to end up talking about all the music we don't play. But, you know, it's like all the wine I've yet to drink. I'll get to it eventually. We'll get to it eventually here on Ivory Towers Radio.
And if you're going to get to the music that isn't played on the radio, this is the place to come, and we're going to help you sample it. And speaking of new discoveries, this band coming up right now is a band that someone recommended to me as a modern-day punk band. So here's Goldfinger.
Every day is just the same, there's nothing inside. I've been watching as the people run and they hide. I don't wanna be right on time. Can't act like I'm doing fine. I'm out of line. Step to the left, step to the right. Step to the left, step to the right. I'm out of my mind. I can feel it coming one more time. Like the air I breathe in all my life. I wanna give you just a piece of my mind. It's rising to the front of the line. Every day is like the start of the rat race. I'm treading water just to save face. But I don't wanna be a waste of time. A faceless concubine.
it started with a kiss. If memory serves, then why am I still waiting for it to return? My head feels like it's just about to slip. This morning is just a blur. Today lingers on like a bad year. I can feel it, I can feel it. I can feel it coming, I'm beginning on the twist. I can feel it, I can feel it. I can feel it coming, I'm beginning on the twist. I can feel it, I can feel it. Beginning on the twist. I can feel it, I can feel it. I can feel it coming, I'm beginning on the twist. We get along well, we talk a lot. I made some promises, I guess that I've totally forgot. Forgive me, my mind is there, I swear. Feels like somebody's thrown it down the stairs. It's not good enough. About it, but you still want more. Today I don't feel so ill. If only I could find the time I want to kill. I can feel it, I can feel it. I can feel it coming, I'm beginning on the twist. I can feel it, I can feel it. I can feel it coming, I'm beginning on the twist. I can feel it, I can feel it. Beginning on the twist. I can feel it, I can feel it.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That music, a set of all new music from 2008. And who says, Jeff, that you can't mix the sounds of different genres in rock and roll? Because there are three songs there that are supposedly from different genres, but they all seem to go together quite well. That last one, Mud Honey, I'm Now. Mud Honey, very influential grunge band that various bands from Seattle, I'm thinking of Nirvana in particular, cited as very influential in getting them started. Before that, the Futureheads from the UK with The Beginning of the Twist. That's one of the singles that they've released from their new one. And starting us off, Goldfinger with One More Time.
I think somewhere, Joey Ramone is in rock and roll heaven, smiling.
I think so, because you hear the Ramones riffing influence in all those songs.
No, you're funny. It's funny you talking about that, because Mudhoney is a grunge band. And I guess if grunge had lasted, that's probably what it would have sounded like. And Goldfinger is, what are we calling it, a post-punk band? Is that the official term?
Well, actually, I would characterize them this way. Goldfinger is actually a punk band because they do sing about politics, and they have politics in their lyrics. The Futureheads, I would say, are a post-punk band because they have that punk sound of the Ramones and also various British bands. I'm not sure exactly who they sound like. I think they sound like themselves, but they certainly have some Ramones influence and also some Clash influence. And then there's Mudhoney, which is a grunge band, although these days people are using the term post-grunge, but they were there at the very beginning of grunge, so I still consider them a grunge band. So those are three different styles, but they all seem to mix well.
You know, Rick, you were talking about looking for a song for the summer, and I don't know, I think you might have to take that Mudhoney, I'm Now, stick it in, turn it up to 11, play it a couple of times, see if it grabs you.
I have to say, I love that quiz show takeoff right in the middle of that particular song. Quite a little turn. And for those folks of a certain age, you know exactly the lyrics that they're referencing in that that quiz show number. Well, I think it's time for your favorite part of the show, is it not, Jeff?
It is my favorite part of the show, and I'm in such a good mood right now. I'm looking forward to it.
But this is actually a band that you've written about in the past week.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Sit up! missing from my life. Wonder where I'd be without your love, holding me together now. Watching the time tick, tick away, face grows longer every day. Fortunes are lost on the women I've seen, but without you
Jet City Woman, the sounds of Queensryche in the Metal Shop this week. Queensryche, a band out of Seattle, and we were talking just a bit before about bands from Seattle, the grunge movement. Some people think that Queensryche as a metal band, their popularity was cut short by the fact that the grunge movement more or less took over Seattle, and Queensryche was no longer top of the pops there, and people were paying more attention to that grunge sound than they were to Queensryche's version of heavy metal. And since we've also been focusing a little bit on the 80s this week, Jeff, that's music from 1989. And finally, our final theme here being metal music that Jeff Siegel is tracking, because this week in Jeff Siegel's blog, The Wine Curmudgeon, he wrote a bit about Queensryche and what they're doing with wine, believe it or not.
The Queensryche, lead singer, apparently is going to bottle his own wine, and I'm sure the world can hardly wait for that. Hey, if this, Rick, I need to ask you a serious metal question here. If this is an 80s band, an 80s metal band, Queensryche, that would mean that they were played heavily on MTV, and the fellows would have been wearing very tight pants with bulges.
Well, actually, I don't consider Queensryche part of that 80s hair movement, as we like to call them, the hair metal bands. Queensryche is actually post that particular period. They really came into their own in more in the 90s than the late 80s, 89 there was that particular release, Empire. And they got played a bit in the early 90s, and then, of course, grunge came in the early 90s, and not that Queensryche went away, but they were just eclipsed. And so they're in that movement that's just after that MTV hairband movement.
Oh, I have so much to learn about metal. But I'm working at it, man. I'm really trying hard. I'm really trying to get it down here.
Well, look, if you're writing about Queensryche's, what they're doing now, and the fact that they're starting a winery and that sort of thing, you're learning more about metal than you know. It slips in the edges of your life, believe it or not.
We're not done, are we?
We're having great fun this week. We're not completely done because we have sad news to report, and many people probably know about the fact that one of rock and roll's originators left us this week. Maybe you can give us some background, Jeff.
That would be the great Bo Diddley, who performing up until almost the very end. In fact, I believe when he finally died this week, he'd collapsed during a performance. And Rick, we cannot let this go by, I think, without sending a little tribute out Bo Diddley's way.
We definitely have to end on a tribute to Bo Diddley today. And we've talked about this in the past, and we've played sets to mention the Bo Diddley beat before. This song is probably the epitome of the Bo Diddley beat, and we're going to leave you with some Bo Diddley music. But first, our thank yous. First, our thank you to our listeners and our new listeners in Africa. Thank you for joining us. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Today we are going to leave you with a Bo Diddley classic. So for Elias Otha Bates, peace.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love?